How many of y'all are rejoicing that that's happened? A Savior has been born unto you and into you on this day. A Savior has been born. New potential is here. Now, I hope that you have caught the Spirit that has flowed through this worship center today, because there is a Spirit of God's joy in this place. And you know why I think God's done that today? He really wants us to know, as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, that we're supposed to live this out in a celebrative way. There is a celebration to those who come to know Christ. And we ought to celebrate that God is doing some great things in other people. That God's doing some things in other people, and we need to recognize that and embrace that. And you know what? I don't know about y'all, but I've been blessed this morning just by these instrumentalists and these vocalists. Can we thank God for what they do on a daily basis? Just thank God for what they do. I don't know about you, but they blessed my heart this morning, you know? And I'm kind of glad to know that God has joy. And here's what I want you to know about joy. It lasts more than a moment. Amen. Joy lasts more than a what? Moment. Now, if you think about this for a minute, you and I are hooked on the moment. That's why we get hooked on feelings and hooked on all these other things, because we're hooked for the moment. Have you noticed that? I don't know about you, but I still am. Man, I love Christmas. How many of y'all love Christmas? Man, I love Christmas. I've loved Christmas since I was a kid. The only problem about Christmas is too short. It's the shortest day of the year. Have y'all noticed that? I mean, like, Christmas morning, it's over. It's Christmas. It goes quick. But then you wait for it all year long. How many, you know, you wait for Christmas all year long. Christmas coming again. Christmas coming. And I grew up in the old days. Old days. Some of y'all grew up in the same era of time I did. This is before there were texts. Messaging systems. This is before there were cell phones. This is before you could go online, because there was no line. And Christmas would come about the 1st of October. These two marvelous magazines came out. One was published by J.C. Panaz. And then the other one was the Sears and Roebuck Wish Book. I combed through these books with great diligence, because guess what they had in them? Stuff I wanted. Guess why I look forward to Christmas? I wish I could tell you I was holy. I wish I could tell you it's because I was going to reflect on the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. I wish I could tell you it's because I was sensitive that all eternity had changed from Christmas. But the bottom line, why I like Christmas is because I got stuff. And stuff makes you happy for a moment. For a moment. Come on, we got to be honest with you, though. It'll make you happy for what? For a moment. You know, and I've always liked, I like stuff. And I said, man, Christmas is good because I'm going to get some stuff. Y'all remember that? And October, you said, Christmas is going to be here soon. There's going to be some stuff. And man, I would circle that wish book. I would cut out pages. I knew that my mom and dad, they had a direct line to Santa Claus. So I would lay those pictures out on the table when I was a kid, making sure that they would hook that up with Santa. You know, everything would go well. And man, I remember, and on Christmas Eve, I couldn't sleep. How many of y'all just couldn't sleep on Christmas Eve, man? I mean, and then on top of that, they jacked me up with sugar cookies, man, with icing on top. And I was a hyperactive kid before we had hyperactive kids. And I was probably an alphabet before we had alphabet diagnosis. All I know is I was wired for sound on Christmas Eve. And the more reindeer heads I ate, the more I got wound up. And you know, you put those icing on top of them, it was pure sugar. I mean, I'm singing, baby. I'm on it. Ah! Christmas cookie high, baby. And then you had to go lay down. You had to go lay down. You sat there and go, I wonder if he's here yet. Y'all ever do that? And then you talk to your brothers and sisters. Hey, think he's here yet? And then I'll wake everybody up. Then finally, daylight would break. Boom. I was always the first one up. And I got the other three up, because I knew if we were going to get in trouble, everybody got in trouble if we all went. And I'd go down there and I'd see my stuff, and we'd open a couple of presents, and then it seemed like, boom, it was over. And it was packed up, and it was on with life. Did I tell you that what we create can only last a moment? And what God creates is in all moments. You see, there's a joy, and it's in all moments. So I want to challenge you today with three things, okay? And I want you to go put them to work. I want you to really experience Advent. Not just say, hey, this is cool. You know, Christ is born to us. But what are the effects of this thing? How many of y'all glad to know that there is the hope that the impossible can be worked out? We learned that. Even what looks like it can never bear will bear. You know what? There is a peace of God that is unimaginable if we'll just do what God said do. How many of y'all evaluated that this week? How many of y'all found that you become at unrest or you're not as peaceful or your peace leaves when you go against the things that God really instructs us to do? You know, when we're young, we usually have to try those out. I mean, I'll just be real honest, you know. I'm not going to do what God told me to do, and we don't do what God tells us to do, and what happens? We find a lot of unrest in our lives because God means what He said because He loves us that much. And then there's this thing called joy. How many of y'all are glad to know that God gives us some joy? And here's where joy really happens. When you can rejoice at what God is doing in somebody else. How many of y'all realize that God is doing a great work everywhere? And God will do great things in somebody else. Now, how many of y'all going to have a moment this week where you got to go to a Christmas party or you got, you know, family coming over or you start some of the Christmas gatherings? Anybody got to go through that this week? 4 or 5? What do the rest of y'all do? Just a bunch of bah humbugs sit around? Do absolutely nothing, huh? I mean, how many of y'all going? How many of y'all going? I mean, at work, Christmas party. How many of y'all got to do one of those? Those coming up. How many of y'all going to go, all right, I'm going to go be the joy of this moment? Or are you going, I got to go get that over with? We even celebrate Christmas like that, don't we? Okay, good. Let's get it over with. Let's get it over with. Let's get to the next thing. I want to challenge you on something. Don't miss life by getting to the next thing. Embrace this moment. Because God's doing something extraordinary in somebody else. It's not just about your journey. It's about somebody else. I'm going to show you that. Just look to your neighbor, even if you don't know him, and say, you know what? God is doing a great thing in you. Tell him. God is doing a great thing in you. Come on, pass that along. Come on, balcony, and participate. Let's go. This side, pick it up a little bit. God is doing a great thing what? In you. God is doing a great thing in you. Now, check this out. Look at you. What are you doing? Look at the person next to you when you said that. Chase, look at her. What happened to her? What's on her face? A smile. Because most of us can't smile much. Let me tell you why we don't smile much. Because we're more concerned about our thing than we are God's thing. And when you're only concerned about your thing, getting your stuff, making it right for you, being happy in your own right, hold on, let me tell you what will happen. You will be so closed-minded to your own situation, you can never rejoice anywhere else. Amen. How many of y'all realize you got a lot of things to be thankful for? Amen. Well, just you're here today. You ought to be thankful for that. Yeah. I mean, you're awake, you're alive. How many of y'all glad to be alive? How many of y'all ever... Now, at 8 o'clock, there's a little more response to being alive. Now, I'm with you, man. I love 11 o'clock service. I love all of our service, but I love 11 o'clock service because not you, John Paul, but the rest of everybody else in here is young, okay? John Paul's over here. Yeah, I'm with the young ones. No, you're not. You're in a young service. That's where you are. Just let me know. Guess what? And here's why I love watching all you young folk. Nobody knows what's going to happen to you, including you. You don't know all God's going to do yet. Now, those of us that have marched on down the road, or let's put it this way, those of us who've had a few more Christmases, we've written a little more of the story, or we've allowed God to write a little more of the story, either way. But we know that if you will get out of yourself and into what God is calling you to do, you'll finally live. And you know what breaks my heart? I don't see a lot of people living in America. Not in America. We so busy getting mine. We even sing songs about what? Getting mine. It's rap songs that says, I'm going to get. Yeah, y'all heard that one. I'm going to get mine. It's all about me. Now, here's what I want you to know. Let's start here. If it's about you, note this. I'm going to give you a pearl of wisdom. They don't come often from me, so grab it when it comes. You ready? If it's all about you, then it'll never be for long. It'll never be for long. Watch, that's why just stuff doesn't work. That's why, like, when we get addicted to stuff, you know why we get addicted to stuff? It makes us feel good for what? Moment. I mean, if we took a pill and it made us feel bad for a moment, would we take that pill? No, nobody would go, hey, I want to feel awful. I'm going to take one of those, all right? But we say we take them because for the moment it makes us what? Makes us zing. We overconsume because for the moment it what? Zing. Some people call it a buzz. I know none of you would know what I'm speaking of. But you see what I'm saying? And we think, but guess what? A buzz only lasts for a what? Oh, I see y'all know. But the joy of the Lord is in every moment. See, I want you to get the difference, because this is what I want you to know. The devil can never offer you tomorrow. You know why, Emily? He doesn't have it. See, the demonic is not eternal. There is an end to evil. There is a continuation of goodness. There's an end to evil. There is a continuation of the goodness of God. So watch this for a moment. You got to get out of yourself and you got to say, wait a minute. God's doing something good around me. He's doing something good in somebody else. Even if you're going through a tough time right now, I got good news. There is joy after pain. Now, this is hard for us to grasp because we are an immediately resist pain society. Have you noticed that? We're just not tough anymore. Would y'all agree with me? We got a pill for everything that aches now. Y'all ever listen to those pill commercials? They scare me. I mean, they scare me. I heard one last night. It's supposed to help you flow better or something. I don't know. It's with plumbing. Yeah, I thought it was a plumbing pill for old men, all right? So, you know, I do at least listen a little more now than I used to, you know. Wait a minute. If I got a flow problem, where do I need to go here, you know? And so this pill is supposed to help that. But in the process of helping that, you got nausea, diarrhea, your left eyeball popped off, your ear slanted down, your ankle twisted to the side. These are the possible side effects. I was like, man, just go to the bathroom. Don't take that pill. You see, that's just the problem with humanity. When we try to miss one moment of pain, we end up causing a lot of other moments of pain. You know why? God made pain. What? God made pain so we'd know joy. God made pain so we would know joy. Man, I know that blows you all away. Listen, I'm sorry because, you know, I've grown up with all my our yuppies and we're soft. We're the softest generation to ever walk through human history. We have to have a therapist across the street. That's how soft we are. We have never taken responsibility for anything we've done. We've always blamed it on everything else. And you all have caught on and brought our moment of failure to a crescendo. You know what that means? Now it's really loud. Because you know what? Here's where we messed up. Life is more than a moment. But if your life is always driven by the moment, it won't last long. And joy is greater than the moment. Isn't that cool? Well, what happens here? We have two impossibilities. We have Elizabeth, who was never supposed to have a child, who has been given a child by God. The hope of God has spoken to what looked impossible became possible. And we've had the peace of heaven laid in the womb of Mary. Now, ladies, don't tell me wombs aren't important. Because guess what? These two wombs recognize each other when they meet. So you know what that tells me? You're important in the womb. You are recognizable in the womb. That's pretty crazy, isn't it? Kurt, what do you think about that? Your mama knew you were crazy before you got here. What do you think? You was in there kung fu fighting and everything else, right? She said, "Whoa, this is a big old boy." She said, "Whoa." Now, ladies, here's what I want you to know. God has found favor in you, and I want you to know, I think this is a wonderful thing. Ladies, you all do something we men can never do. You carry a child. Your womb is important. It's blessed by God. It brings in life. God loves human beings, and you're the carrier of that human being. Here's what I want you to know so you'll be correct. You can't create life. Women don't create life. Men don't create life. Men and women together, with the blessing of God, create life. That's the way it happens. Okay? All right? Women, but you carry what God has created. Hold on, that's very important. Blessed are you because you carry what God has created. You start looking at it like that, it gets you crazy. Now, I believe this. Personally, I believe that women had to have that assignment because men just aren't tough enough. God knew if He gave males that assignment, humanity would last one generation. Now, you ladies know I'm down to do. Like Elizabeth, if she gets a cold, she's still walking around the house. She's still managing the house. You know, if I get one of those colds, I go to my chair, get my blankets on, I lock down. I'm crippled. I can't move. And then, honey, go check the life insurance. I think I'm having a heart attack. I'm out of here. I'm leaving. Make sure everything's okay. Bring me. And you know what? She can even have a cold and I'll be sick, but she takes care of me. She just knows how to do that. I'm telling you right now, if I got pregnant one time, there'd have never been a Clacy. I said, I'm done with this. I'd have never had sex ever again the rest of my life because I could not go through that kind of pain. But God has allowed women to understand. Watch this. Y'all, you ladies know, I don't know. I watched. What were you? Y'all still have to go to that Lamaze class? That tickled me. I mean, this Lamaze teacher we had, she's serious. I mean, she was like, humanity had never had a baby until she started teaching people to have a baby. And of course, you know, unfortunately, I can't keep my mouth shut. I about got kicked out of Lamaze class. Elizabeth looked at me and she said, if you say one more word to this teacher. Well, you know what happened in Lamaze class? You have to do this one day, Chase, when y'all have them triplets. Chase, they had stick figures of how these, it was a stick figure. It wasn't even a film, wasn't a video, wasn't high definition. It's stick figures. You know, just the process. Did I tell you it's stick figures? And this woman in front of me just passes out looking at the stick figure. I looked at Elizabeth. I said, man, if that stick figure got her, I don't know how she ever going to get a baby here. Because it looks a lot worse than a stick figure. But you know what? There's this moment of excruciating pain that I confess I don't know about personally. But what follows that? Who designed that? How many of us miss the joy of the Lord because we're so caught up in the pain of life that we can never live? I know people that got everything that can never live. Most of them live in America. They got a nice house. They got cars. They got transportation. They can control the temperature inside their house. It needs to be cool or hot. They got jacuzzis. They got more clothes than they know what to do with, more shoes than they have feet. And they never live. And then I meet people in other cultures that got two sets of clothing. They got enough to have a house under their, you know, they got a roof over their head. They got food to eat twice a day. And they're living this fully joyous life. Explain to me the difference. One lives in forever and one lives in the moment. And that could be done anywhere on the planet. I say live forever. How many of y'all realize if you're in Jesus Christ, you're living forever? Look at your neighbor and say, you're going to be here forever. You're going to be here forever. Compliments of who? Jesus. Now, if you're not a believer in Jesus Christ, you got a short time. So enjoy. And if you think you've experienced pain now, you ain't seen nothing yet. Because watch this. The more you live in yourself, the more you walk yourself toward hell. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. The more you become consumed in its mind and it's about me and it's about this, it's about that, it's only what I do, the more you feel the hell's reality. Is that not true? Well, watch, God interrupts all that. First thing he does, he gives Elizabeth a child. Second thing he does, he gives the world a child. And his name is Jesus. And Jesus was sent by God. By the way, if y'all picked up on his advent, you can't go get it at Walmart. You know, I mean, you can't, you know, be there at Thanksgiving morning at 5 o'clock and you get some advent, nobody else gets it, okay? It has to be what? Sent. Who gave Elizabeth the child? Go on, this is, y'all work with me here. Who gave Elizabeth her baby? Good. Who gave Mary the baby? God. What happened to Zachariah? God shut that brother up. He couldn't even speak. Elizabeth, I'm glad that you didn't study that text real fervently before you got pregnant. Because I could have seen you right now. Dear Lord, you did it to Zachariah. Do it to Stephen. See, Zachariah'd me in the moment of labor. I was trying to coach. I was calling plays and everything else. I was doing what I was supposed to be doing. I've been to Lamaze training. I was a trainer. I got out my tennis balls and everything else. And this is the only thing Elizabeth did. She looked up at me and I don't know, something was possessing her. It's a demon. And she looked at me and she said, would you be quiet till this baby is born? She could have asked me anything and I could have accomplished it. Rubber back, you know, neck or whatever. But for me to be quiet, the Holy Spirit had to seal my lips like Zechariah. Finally, it happened. A child is born. A child is on the way. Joy is born. Joy is possible. Now listen, I want to give you three things we're going to get out of here. I want you to practice them this week. Sean Pugh, you going to practice these things? They in the book. I ain't giving you nothing that isn't in the what? Book! First thing, we got to greet. The church needs to learn to greet. Watch this, a lot of us can't say hi to anybody else because we're so consumed with who we are. I want to let you know something. I want you to hear it from another human being. Nobody cares what you think as much as you do. We're consumed with it. We talk about everybody else because we're so consumed with ourselves. Man, I'm challenging us in the name of Jesus. Let's leave this mundane life of routine and let's live in the joy that God has sent. It's time to live. Man, you ought to be glad to be alive. Your children are with you today. You ought to be glad your children are here with you today. You ought to celebrate that. You ought to tell them thanks. You know what? Guess what? If your parents are still alive, you ought to thank God for your parents. You ought to thank God that you get to take finals this week. How many of y'all are thanking God you get to take finals this week? See, that's why you have no... How many of y'all are dreading finals? Well, let me help you. Let me go ahead and depress you some more. Finals ain't nothing. Taxes, now that's something. You want to have a depressed week, wait till April the 15th. Skip December. Yeah, you wait. You think finals are rough. Wait till you write half your income off. That really gets tough. You go, I thought I earned this. And guess what? You can't say anything about it because he who has the most guns gets to take your money. Y'all notice that? That's just the world we live. Rejoice in what? I tried to practice that this April at 15th. I made it 5 hours. The year before that, I only made it 4 hours. So I'm trying to add an hour a year to eventually one day I'll be in a full day of rejoicing in spite of. How many of you realize God did that? God rejoiced with us in spite of. In spite of our sin, God found favor in us. In spite of what we had done, God said, I will do something great in them. Check this out. We got to greet one another. At the time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea. Just a side note, at what speed did Mary go? Hurried. How many of y'all going to be hurrying this week? How many of y'all got appointments to go to, relatives' house to go to, the Christmas celebration start, and we're going to be a little what, Brooks? Hurry. Going to be a little hurried. That's right, brother. Everybody gets in a hurry at Christmas. Don't worry. So did Mary. She was hurried. But your hurry shouldn't stop your joy. And in the midst of your hurry, stop every once in a while. All right, stop every once in a while. How many of y'all going to go to a Christmas work party? Are those not exciting? How many of y'all looking forward to that? Or how many of y'all just going because they're going to give you ham or turkey? So you're going to get some stuff. What if you went to be a blessing? What if you went to be and say, you know what, I thank God I get to work here. I thank God I get to work with you all. I thank God I get to be a blessing. Look what happens. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. The baby did what? Leaped. When Mary's greeting was there, it leaped. Now, I want to give you three things. First of all, you ought to greet in such a way other people will leap. Live in such a way other people will smile. Just greet each other right now. Just say, hey, hi. Hey, how you doing, man? Hey, how you doing? Come on. Work with it. Hey, hi, hey. You ought to greet. You know what the church says a lot of times? We don't welcome anybody. You know why we don't welcome anybody? Next generation, don't do this. We don't welcome anybody because we're so consumed with our little Christian community, we never have one that blesses the world. And we're even writing books about that on how to perfect it. When Jesus entered the womb of Mary, it was for the world. So that the world may dance with joy. It was big. Go be a blessing.
Make somebody leap. Remember a few years back, Elizabeth, we went to her work Christmas party. Have y'all ever been to a Christmas party where the majority of white people? It's boring. And there was a band up there. In fact, I met Mark Owens that runs our sound now. He was at this Christmas party. I remember Elizabeth and I walked in, and you know, it's always an uncomfortable thing when the preacher walks into a party. Why? Eggnog. Okay, people know what's in the eggnog, okay? And, you know, the preacher walked in, and they were all like, oh, man, there's Steve and Elizabeth. Man, we're looking around. Man, this band was great. They're bouncing, they're jamming, you know. And so Elizabeth and I get out there, man, we start dancing. Now, I can't dance. You know, I mean, I'm a typical 80s guy. I stay upstairs here and just give a little bit of that, you know. Steve Klein, don't you be laughing at me. You dance just like I do. We're upstairs, you know, a little staying alive, that kind of stuff, you know. We're giving it up. But now Elizabeth, she can dance. And so Elizabeth and I started dancing. And guess what everybody did at the party? They're going, oh, my God. They go, does the preacher drink? But why? That's the only connection. Hold on. Here's what's so sad. That's the only connection the world has with a good time. You know why, Dale? Because we sure haven't been an example of a big greeting. In fact, we Christians, when we walk in the room, we don't say greetings in the name of the Lord. We immediately look to see what's wrong with the room. Why don't we walk in and say, guess what? God wants to make the room right. If you really want to dance, why don't you follow Him? If you really want to celebrate, why don't you be forgiven? Not buzzed, forgiven. It's really a trip then. It won't be just for a moment. It'll be for what? An eternity. But I'll never forget, man, we started dancing before too long. Guess what happened? The whole room was dancing. Hold on, now y'all looking at me strange. I'm telling you, Jesus knew how to dance. Jesus was Jewish. Y'all ever been to a Jewish wedding? Go to one. Crash one before you die. These are festivals, man. I mean, these people celebrate people getting married. You know, we kind of have some peanuts, some mints, and get out of here. But it's a celebration, a greeting, a leap. So I want to encourage you this week, make somebody leap. You know what I mean? Hey, how you doing, man? Life is still good. It's worth living. How many of y'all believe that? I do. It's worth living. Live it. Leap. Well, guess what? The baby, John the Baptist, he leaped. But guess what? In the womb, where were they located? In the womb. It was recognizable what they were. A prophet leaps when his prophecy is in the room. A prophet will leap when his prophecy is in the room. And he leaped. And guess what happened? He was recognized. He was recognized. A woman who knew how to believe a promise knew the promise. And she said, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? Wait a minute. We haven't had Jesus baptized yet. Nobody's declared Jesus the Lord except the angel. We have Jesus in a womb being recognized. Ladies, don't you ever let the trash talkers of this world devalue the importance of your womb. Here's where our generation has erred with great mistake. Women don't create babies. God does. Women have wombs. Babies are recognizable even in the womb. Uh-oh. Because you see, if you're going to be spiritual, being spiritual isn't about seeing. It's about what? Believing. You know why a lot of us don't have joy? It's because we won't believe it till we what? Now watch this. Here's what's so crazy. If you'll believe it, you'll see it. You'll see it. Man, you'll see it. you believe there's going to be joy in the morning, I guarantee you, guess what will happen to you? You'll end up seeing some joy in the morning. How many of y'all woke up and determined it was going to be a bad day before it even started? You said, I'm going to have a bad day today. What'd you end up having? A bad day, because who were you focused on? I'm going to have a bad day today. You ought to ask God. Next time you want to do that, say, Lord, do you have a bad day planned for me today? And if you do, I'll receive it. You reckon he's got a bad day planned for you today? Or you reckon he's got a blessed day planned for you? It's just interesting. They greeted, they leaped with joy. So greet one another and leap. Leap when God is doing something great to somebody else. You ready for this? And we end on this. How privileged she was to have the mother of her Lord. Blessed is he or she who has believed that what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished. Blessed is she who believes what the Lord has said. How many of y'all need to believe what the Lord has said and you'd experience a lot more joy, a lot more leaping, a lot more celebration? Huh? Did I tell you today that our joy lasts for a what? It's a moment.
It's a moment.
How many of you need to allow God to hit the delete button? Listen, I want you guys to live in joy. I love y'all. Did y'all realize that? But guess what? Me loving you does no good. I mean, it's just a Hallmark moment. We can shed a few tears and, you know, have a hug and we'll all go to hell. I mean, you can read a Hallmark card and say, oh, we were wonderful and blessed and we're a beautiful time. Okay, you go to hell. How many of y'all got this one going on right now? I will be happy when I can forgive myself. Try this one on. So what? You forgive yourself. What happens? You're right. You're just a self-forgiven person headed to hell. Now, let me ask you a question. Not busted on anybody's location. People got to be born everywhere. If I was to give you right now 2 free tickets to Duluth, Minnesota, how many of y'all would be excited about that unless you're from there? Huh? Ross, would you be excited about that?
Not as cold as it is, no.
I mean, it's cold. I mean, like 32 degrees, that's like summer. Pete, what if I told you, man, I got 2 tickets to Duluth, Minnesota? But then what if I told you, on the other hand, man, I got 2 tickets to a nice Caribbean island where it's like 85 degrees and there's no bugs. There's no bugs. No humidity, just sunshine. I'm giving you the Duluth tickets. So tell me how you're going to feel in the morning. No, here's why. You know what? People, we all tell on ourselves. You live in the direction you're heading. You live in the direction you're heading, whether you realize it or not. Sometimes we feel like hell. Why? That's the way we're walking. We're walking right into it. Because who are we consumed with? Me, 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 me. It's tough. This isn't easy stuff. Cosmo tells you it's about you. Men's Fitness tells you it's what? All about you. All you beautiful young people. Man, you've been deceived. False prophet after false prophet. They've told you it was about you. And you go, if it's about me, why do I feel so rotten and bad? Why can't I embrace the celebration of life? Because nobody's told you the truth. It's not about you. What? Yeah. The world, have you noticed, doesn't change course because you feel bad. How many of y'all have grown up enough to see this one? And nobody else really cares how you feel. Because they're so consumed about how they feel that they can't feel how you're feeling. What if we did this? What if we leaped for each other? Say, man, God's doing something great in you, and God's doing something great in you. And you know what? We're going to hold to this. Blessed is she who believes what God has said will be accomplished in her. You know what? I believe in this church what God has said will be accomplished. That's why I love all y'all. I believe every one of you that got baptized and you genuinely repented to Jesus. You said, Lord Jesus, come into my life, forgive me my sins. I believe in you. Guess what's happened? You are going to get there. You said, well, Pastor Ayers, I hadn't been living up to thee. Well, you're not dead yet. He's going to shake you down till you get there. Now, here's the way I talk about heaven. You can either walk easily in or he can drag you in. Which way you want to go? God will win. Amen?
How many of y'all found the more you resist God, the less joy you experience? How many of y'all found once you find, okay, God, I'm just going to walk with you, what happens? Because here's what I want you to know. God will ask you to do things that don't make sense. Like be pregnant when you're an old woman. Like receive the Savior when you're a virgin. And then God will ask you to do strange things. Things that are unbelievable to us. He'll ask you to die on a cross so the world can live. That's so strange. But you know what God knows? Joy comes in the morning. And sometimes we are so wrapped up in the night, we can never see the morning. It's already come. Terry, you're a believer. You got all the joy you're ever going to get. What do you think about that? Amen. Your job's not to ask for more joy. If you got that on your Christmas list, scratch it off. You got enough. But you do have an opportunity to release that joy, to greet each other in the joy of the Lord, to leap with one another in God's possibilities, and to go about and trust God to accomplish what He has started. Amen? So when you go to the Christmas party, how many of y'all are going to be you're going to let God be the life of the party there? And if you can't dance, guess what God might do? God might help you. You know, you might put one foot out, God kick the rest of it in, and you go, where'd that come from? Some of y'all are going, I cannot believe that a Baptist preacher would talk about dancing. They lied about that. Listen, I'm preparing y'all for heaven. Heaven is going to be nothing like a Baptist church. Praise Jesus. Good God. You talking about breaking your day. If heaven was one continuous church service like I used to go to, I don't want to go. Guess what I found God to be? A joyful God, a loving God, a peaceful God, a powerful God, a purposeful God, a God that works the impossible. Don't you want to go where the joy of the Lord is lived out? Amen. All right, it's time for altar. Some of y'all need to get saved today. Y'all okay with that? Some of you going, oh no, it's me. Okay. Here's the worst thing that's going to happen to you. You're going to be stripped of your sin. Not your clothes, your sin. And guess what's going to happen? Guess what's going to happen? You're going to be forgiven by God. And as you receive the forgiveness of God, you're going to understand that you get to live. Not because you've done something great, but because God has found favor in you. Still, that doesn't make sense. It does if you receive it. Chocolate cake doesn't make sense looking at it. You got to what? Taste it. Same with God. I mean, you need today to just, today you need to say, you know what, Lord? I am tired of holding on to what's killing me. I am a sinner in need of salvation. Lord Jesus, I give you my sinful life. I apologize for the way that I've conducted myself. I don't want to live this way anymore. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of my what? Sin. And if you ever get bored of hearing that as a Christian, you really need to check and see if you really are one. You know why, Rich? There's a whole lot of people going to hell from the church. They're going to get to go to religious hell. And their hell's going to be they're going to sit through that service for eternity. And judge everybody else and criticize everybody else. I want to tell you, man, unto us a way has been born. And He's personal. And He's forgiving and He's loving. And I hope that every one of you that don't know Him will receive Him today. And I hope those of us that do know Him will greet each other this week. And not just this week, the rest of our lives. All nations. And we'll leap a little bit when we see another brother, another sister in Christ doing something great. And we'll hurt when things go with we got to start loving one another. This is the real deal. And I pray that you will embrace this today. What God has created in you, He is fit to accomplish it. So let God accomplish what He's created in you. Your salvation. Amen. Let God accomplish it. How many of y'all still trying to push your own delete button? Delete, 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 delete. Why not today take your finger off the delete button and let God take you and place into you the work of His salvation? Amen? Well, let's stand together. It's wide open today. God loves you. God loves you. Who loves you? How many of y'all ready to have a little joy? Guess what? There's going to be some people get saved right now. Hold on. I'm going to ask every believer in this house, if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, I want you to begin to pray. Whoever is disconnected from God in this house today, y'all never believed me that there were angels from the south. Now you know. Now you know. Right here today, there's going to be some folks receive Christ, man. It's been happening all day. God's very joyful today. He's seen those who He loves receive the forgiveness He's provided. Let's pray. Lord, so many of Your people showed up today. Some of us come believing. Some of us come wondering. Some of us, we just don't know. But God, You know us. You know where we doubt. You know where we fear. You know where we hurt. And You know we need to be forgiven. I thank You, God, that Mary was obedient to believing You would accomplish. And Elizabeth received what was impossible. But Lord, it is our turn. Will we believe? Today, if you've never asked Christ into your life, in the name of Jesus, tell Him you've sinned. Tell Him you want to know Him. I guarantee you He'll connect with you. Tell Him you believe. You believe He died. You believe He lives. You believe He's real. And ask Him to forgive you. And then come forward, because you know what? We want to leap with you. We want to thank God you're going to heaven. We want to thank God it's for real. Maybe you've already done that this week or a couple weeks ago, and you know Christ is in you, but you need to be baptized. We already have several folks, man, lining up to be baptized on Christmas Eve. If you're going to do that, man, we invite you to do that. We want you to do that because Jesus Christ asked you to do that. That's why that's important. Jesus Himself asked you about that. You know what? We need you to come just so we can get your name and love on you and let you know we're so glad you're going to be obedient to God. If you need to do that today, this altar's open. You've seen a beautiful young blonde named Lauren lead the way today in baptism. Maybe you need to come today and just say, you know what, God? I'm missing a lot of joy because I'm not listening to a whole lot of what you've been saying to me. It's a great prayer. Give me ears to hear what you got to say, Jesus. And He will. He will. All right. No fear in this place, okay? The Holy Spirit's in here in a very thick way right now. That raises the hair up on the back of your neck a little bit. Just let it come back down. But don't fear God. And if He's speaking to you right now, here's a good way to answer Him. I'm listening. If you're a sinner that needs to be saved and God is convicting you, that's good news. It's when He stops that bad news has come. Right now, I don't see anybody in here that can't end up in heaven. But please, don't have your family call us after you're dead and we all have to sit around the table and wonder if you ever knew Jesus. Knowing, confessing, believing Him, see what happens. This altar is open in the name of Jesus. Whosoever comes. Whosoever believes, whosoever lives. Jesus Christ loves you so much that He died, He's risen, and He's here to talk to you today about your salvation, about your life, about your joy. Maybe you need to come and just thank God. You just come and thank God of what He's doing in the name of Jesus.